Earlier this week, we reported on a new leaving certificate subject in drama and film. And there's another new subject coming in for 5th years this September, climate action and sustainable development, initially open to students in 43 schools. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly visited one of the pilot schools, Kinsale Community School, and here's her report.
Make sure that you're protecting the roots so the soil is actually nice and damp.
In a greenhouse in a central courtyard at Kinsale Community School, transition year students are busy potting up tomato and basil seedlings. The air is fragrant, the atmosphere relaxed. This doesn't feel much like school.
Fill that one up with soil.
There's a big focus here on sustainability. Until now, it was all extracurricular, but with this new subject, that's about to change. Climate action and sustainable development is focused on giving students agency and encouraging activism. 40% of final marks will be awarded for an action project based on a brief set out by the State Examinations Commission. Students Leah Darcy and Matthew Cullohan are looking forward to getting stuck in.
I'm really excited about the activism side, about making my voice heard, making people listen to me, making politicians listen to the young people about our future. It's our duty to change. If we don't change in this generation, it's not going to get any better. It's going to start deteriorating.
Yeah, I think the project work really attracts me, but also making a difference. One of the projects we've already done is we went and planted trees and we made a living wall. So I feel like there'll be more of that.
Kinsale Community School Deputy Principal Kathleen O'Brien has been working with the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment to develop the new course. This school has for several years now placed that big focus on sustainability and on nurturing activism in its students. The impetus for this stemmed from an unusual source, the pandemic.
When we came out of COVID, we found that students were really quiet, they were really withdrawn, they weren't inclined to talk in class, they didn't seem to be even engaging very well interpersonally with each other because everyone had been kept apart, and it really concerned us. So we were looking at well-being, and at the time as well, the Greta Thunberg protests were going on. So we had these amazing students who were leaving the school, getting on a bus from Kinsale, driving all the way to Cork and protesting outside of the City Hall about climate issues, and that felt really wrong to me. I felt like those students should have the opportunity within our school to learn about this stuff that's really going to affect them. And I felt that we should really be developing activists within our walls as an educational institution. So as a senior management team, we decided to really focus on sustainability. So it's been huge for us in the school. It's been really popular. The students are getting so much from it in terms of self-efficacy, interpersonal development, and they're becoming really empowered. They've come out of themselves. And the fact that they can now do a Leaving Cert subject where they get to study about this is absolutely amazing, and I think it's going to really change lives.
What would you say to somebody who said it's not a real subject?
Well, I mean, it's going to be as academically rigorous as any other subject, so it's going to be, there's going to be a rigorously assessed action component in fifth year, and there's going to be a Leaving Cert exam that they're going to have to sit, so there'll be no fear of that.
Talking to these young students, their concern and anxiety for the future of their planet is clear. This is Caoimhe Finnegan and Philip Murphy.
What particularly worries you about the future?
I suppose all the factories, really, and everything, like the fossil fuels. And I'm kind of scared for our future, for our grandchildren and years to come, because there'll be nothing left.
There's not just one sector of the economy or anything that's responsible for climate change. It's the response of all of humanity, really, who's been ignoring it for centuries, really, and now we're going to pay the price.
The new course is being piloted in 43 schools. It will be 2027 before other schools can offer it. Also in the greenhouse when we visited, fifth-year student Ellie Sheedy.
I do think this course is going to be amazing. It's going to be really empowering, especially for those who are introverted. It gives everyone a platform and a voice for them to be able to speak out about climate action, and it's going to help with the teachers and staff involved. It's going to help them come with solutions, and they'll get a voice, and when they go into early adulthood, they'll really think they'll be making a change, and I think it's going to be absolutely amazing.
But Ellie, you're not going to be able to do it because it's too late for you. You're in fifth year.
I know, unfortunately I won't be able to partake in it, but I do. I think it's going to be amazing for everyone else behind me.
Ah. Nice to hear that enthusiasm and that report from our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly at Kinsale Community School.